Dean Green for the Hillsborough History Project for Ms. Dykeman's class. Starting off, how long have you lived in Hillsborough?
We built our home here in 1989, and prior to that, I worked in Hillsborough for about 5 years.
And what's been your involvement with the community?
Well, first I got involved with the Chamber of Commerce, served through the offices of the Chamber, including President. Then I was appointed to City Council and then elected to fill 2 full terms after 2 years. So I served 10 years on City Council. Currently I'm involved with Hillsborough Rotary and St. Matthew's Catholic Church.
Okay, and how do you think Hillsborough's changed since you started your involvement here?
It has grown tremendously. I believe when I first started working, living here, population was around 35,000, and now we're up to over 70,000. And that hasn't happened as much from annexing properties in as it has infill with higher density of residential and apartments.
With your work in the City Council, do you think that there were a lot of increased problems with the increased population?
Anytime you have more people, you're bound to have different kinds of problems. I don't know if there are more problems as much as they are different problems.
Okay. As a member of the City Council, how did you deal with crime?
Well, our responsibility on council was to oversee the administration. We weren't exactly involved in solving crime problems, but helped to support law enforcement both through budget and programs and approving grants that they were given to increase the level of policing that we had. So ours was more of an oversight and less of a direct involvement.
What kind of improvements would you like to see in the way that Hillsborough government deals with crime?
Right now, I'm on the budget committee also at the city, and we've just recently approved taking part of the increase in property tax revenue that we didn't know we were going to have and using that to hire 2 additional officers. The budget constraints have kept the police department 12 positions on hold since 2003. And so we expect this fall that 2 of those positions will open up, which will give us an opportunity to add to the police, because as we've increased the population, we'll have more police.
Are there any major problems in Hillsborough that you don't think are taken seriously enough?
I think that the administration, the law enforcement, our fire, the police, or the personnel that we have at the city, and the people who are involved are really conscientious about all of the major problems that we have and could have if they weren't watched carefully. I'm happy to see the graffiti problems starting to be dealt with more directly. It's exciting to see in Portland where a cabbie one day stopped and painted over graffiti. That was his part.
Oh, I saw the newspaper.
Yeah, that was a good thing to do. That as different things come up that could affect the safety of our community, I think people who are involved are very proactive in dealing with it and making sure that it doesn't go on.
If you're a mayor right now, what would you change?
Oh my. I'm pretty satisfied with the way Hillsborough is. I think big steps have been taken in the communication area. I'd like to see more young people become involved. Fun part in some of our council meetings and even our work sessions is to have young people from the high school come. And one time, we even had kids asking questions at our work session. So it showed that they were interested in seeing what was going on. And more young people even get involved in doing active and proactive things. So I think it's for our future.
What do you think is the most pressing problem in Hillsborough right now?
Well, we have traffic problems. I don't think those are going to go away quickly because streets can handle only as many cars as they are built to handle. I think that adding to our police force will help us keep a handle on gangs. Mm-hmm. I have two grandsons, one at Pointer and one at Kirkwood, and then I have a granddaughter who is at Liberty. And knowing that they'll be safe in school and not influenced and dueling by people who are not in their best interest is important to me. I think, you know, keeping it safe and keeping it healthy.
The biggest problems, do you think they've changed since the 80s and the 90s?
Oh, yeah. The problems, I don't think, get bigger or less. I think they just change as technology changes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in 1980, nobody had a cell phone. Can you imagine that? In 1980, there were no computers in people's homes. In the 80s, when my oldest daughter was 20 then, but I had teenagers that were in school, and I didn't have to worry about them going on bad websites on the internet. We didn't have internet at home. I didn't have to worry about who they were talking to, because when they were talking on the phone, they were in my home talking to their friends, and they knew what was going on. So I think a lot of the technology has changed the way we deal with kids and people, and there was no cable TV, there was no satellite TV, you couldn't watch bad things on television, or as bad as it's possible today without certain protection.
Okay. What do you think the City Council's biggest accomplishment has been in decreasing crime?
Again, I think working closely with the police department, respecting Chief Lee's community policing program that we have. I like to see the police in our schools becoming friends of the kids rather than someone to be feared and worried about. I think that young people maybe feel more comfortable approaching a police officer who have a problem. At least the ones who could use help and are not causing the problems with approach the police officers. So getting them into the grassroots parts of the community and helping with that, I think it really helped, if not reduce crime, kept the kind of crimes that are happening not as severe as it could be.
Officer Hess said that he thought that it's not that like crime is changing, it's just that people focus on different types of crimes. Do you think that's true?
That could be a true statement. Because if, you know, I read a recent article about a very bad gang, and I was shocked he mentioned that Hillsborough could have some people who are a part of that very bad gang. Well, that's going to change, I'm sure, how we will focus on crimes. Because if there are different people out there doing different things than happened before, that is right. You know, if there's more graffiti happening, you're going to work on that. If mm-hmm. there's more burglaries in a home, then you're going to have more street people out trying to keep dead people on the street. You have to be able to keep people in jail when they do that. How many times people are released, people here are doing more money to keep them in jail. So doing bad things and being caught at it doesn't mm-hmm. have as many complications that it used to have.
As a former, you're president of the Chamber of Commerce?
Mm-hmm.
So as a former president, what do you think that business can do to reduce crime?
Be vigilant. think everybody has to have, I would say you need to have almost 360-degree vision.
Mm-hmm.
If you're focusing straight ahead and not paying any attention to what's going on around you, I mean, as an individual, even if I walk out, I'm not afraid to go out at night. I'm not afraid to be in a grocery store parking lot,
mm-hmm.
but I'm watching on what's going on around me. I think it's just important that businesses pay attention to. I used to pay attention to what I was working at the bank in downtown Hillsborough. I would pay attention to things were being dumped in the dumpster. You know, what kind of people are hanging out there? We were vigilant when we left. We were vigilant when we came in. We were vigilant when people were going in and out of the bank. Because having worked in banking for 35 years and knock on wood, having never been involved when there was a robbery going on, I think that we could have prevented some. Talking to people, asking them if we can help them, being aware.
How much of a role do you think that poverty plays in people doing criminal acts?
I don't know that it's as much poverty as it's drugs and other chemical dependency problems. I know quite a few people who don't have a lot, but you know what? They aren't the people who are doing mm-hmm. the crime. I think I also served on the board for a while at Community Action Organization and was shocked to learn that I believe at the time I was on the board, one out of seven is living in poverty, and we were talking about young people. So if you met a group of seven kids on the street and one of them was living in poverty, by living in poverty, they're hungry. But I don't think that is the cause of the mm-hmm. crime that's going on in our community. I think that the crime problem is, like you said, drugs and addiction and lack of structure or discipline for people caring about others or that sort of thing.
So since you're talking about structure and discipline, do you think education has any role in it?
Oh, yeah.
Level of education?
We're helping out our grandsons right now, and when they come home from school, because their dad doesn't get off work until about 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night, so when they come home from school, before they came to stay with us, when they were living someplace else, they were flunking school, they were not turning in their homework, they were getting D's and F's, they've been with us for 6 months, the oldest one has all B's with one C in his last report card. The youngest one is 11, and he came home today, and he just says, "Grandma, I have homework," and the first thing he does is sit down. So I think everyone wants a form of structure to their life, and particularly young people. I think schools provide structure. Your teachers have expectations of you. If you are followed up at home with those same expectations, then you're going to do very well.
If you were the Hillsborough Chief of Police for a day, would you change anything?
Oh, it's a hard question. I can't think of anything that I would change. Again, I just think that seeing our police that we have and seeing mm-hmm. the officers that we have and the various strengths that they bring to the community. I wouldn't want to go down Main Street with my siren going or anything like that. But yeah, we were offered a ride along, and I never took advantage of that. I guess I should have gone out of the city council. I don't think a lot of the general public recognize what happens to a police officer in a stressful situation.
Mm-hmm.
We went into a simulation program that we have for training people. And we were in a darkened room watching a visual simulation of robbery and or a man holding a woman and a child hostage and trying to understand what a police officer who encounters that has just seconds to make the decision they want to do. Lots of training.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me?
Well, I appreciate the young people we have. I think that more could be said about all the good things that we do. I think oftentimes we see bad things that happen, but your school needs to let the public know all the good things that we do, all the fundraisers and community activities.
Thank you.